You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They are coming to us live from somewhere in Aotearoa, yet to be determined. We have Lace Mind joining us to talk about their new EP, Body, which has dropped very, very recently. Good morning to you, Lace Mind. How are we?
Kia ora, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, man. First questions first, where are you coming to us from?
I'm up in Tamaki in Auckland.
Oh, true. I was just in Auckland for the first time ever. I loved it to bits. It was great.
The first time ever?
Yeah, the first time being able to like travel and do my own things. Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Yeah. There's so many cool parts of Auckland, especially I was mostly around the city centre, so I am kind of biased.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's a big place. I think people forget that Auckland is massive and there's so many different parts to it. But I grew up on the North Shore, so kind of out of the city and more in the bush and on the beach.
Is that where there was that reality TV show filmed a couple of years ago by Three?
I have no idea. What was the reality show?
It was like a play on Jersey Shore, but it was like the North Shore people instead.
I have no idea.
Well, I'll have to get to the bottom of this sooner or later. You were in the UK and Europe for a hot second. How is it back being in Aotearoa?
It's really nice to be home. I think being overseas does make you appreciate being home a lot more, especially after being somewhere like the UK and in London, which is so busy. It's nice to be home and be able to have access to, I guess, a lot more quiet. It's very different.
Yeah, and, you know, have access to, you know, clean air and nice-smelling cities.
Yeah.
I've heard things that London is very smelly.
It is very smelly, and, there's often rats kind of rubbing around in the rubbish, and, it's different, but it's a great city, and I was always quite terrified of being in a big city, but I ended up really, really enjoying it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I want to dig into the title of your artist name, Lace Mine. It's sort of an ominous name. Is mine in reference to, you know, a weapon like a landmine, or is it like claiming ownership, like that's mine?
I like the double meaning of it, but definitely more sort of the destructive element, of a mine, and then lace being a contrast to that. But it was actually an attempted anagram of my name, Nicole Marie, but I didn't quite get there, but it has some of the letters in it. So
how far through the anagram construction were you before you like abandoned ship?
I probably did it for about 25 minutes and realized that that's the closest I'm gonna get. I love things that contrast, and I love the idea of putting lace and mine in the same kind of name.
It's got a ring to it for sure. You've been candid about how this new EP, Body, is a response to contradiction. For example, discomfort and comfort. Over 6 months, you watched someone lose their memory. You walked over 400 kilometres alone in Europe, and you recorded in London for the first time. What is the through line with these events? What connects them all together that forms a source of inspiration, or the bedrock of inspiration for the EP?
I think it's what you said before. It's really that acceptance of discomfort. I think for a long time I sort of wanted things to be neat and tidy and to have clean sort of endings and for emotions to be really clear, but I've kind of realized that through living with someone losing their memory, that was my grandma, that things are just a lot more complicated than that often. And then then I did a long distance hike, and that was physically very difficult as well, and I don't know, I guess that's the through line, is that you can feel multiple emotions at once, so you can feel very uncomfortable and comfortable all the same day. And it's that kind of blurriness, I guess, that's in the songs.
I'm just looking at the audio levels. Are you able to speak closer to the microphone?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
There you go. You mentioned you're living with your grandma. Is this your 100-year-old grandma?
Yeah, she turned 100. She got a letter from the king, and we had a 100th birthday party. But I lived with her last summer in her basement.
I watched a similar thing happen with my grandma a couple of years ago. She got dementia, Alzheimer's, one of the two, and it honestly improved her mood like 1,000%. She went from being one of the most anxious people I've ever met. She never liked having pets, to being a cat lover and like super chill. It was quite crazy. She kind of reverted back into being like a child in a really wholesome way, not in like a really tragic way. What was it? Did you have a similar experience with your grandma, or was it quite different?
It's really interesting you say that, because I feel like often they do become a little bit more childlike, and I think that's so interesting that she became an animal lover. But my grandma, she's sort of become very obsessed with food, and I guess food has just become like her main sort of joy. So yeah, it is almost like being a child again, where she makes lists of her favorite food, and and that's sort of become her main joy, and I guess a big point of connection as well as cooking for her, and I did a lot of that last summer.
Well, that's really beautiful. I just find when they get to that sort of state, you know, there's so much that they let go of, for better or worse. You know, that's at least the experience that I had with.
For sure, and I think it's interesting, because it kind of means that they live in the present moment, because when you start to lose your memory, you know, that yesterday doesn't exist, and neither does tomorrow. So it is like being a child again, I guess.
You made the EP with producer J-Mac in London over a six-week stint in August last year. That's nearly a whole year has been by. It's been about, 10 months. Why release it now and not early? What were you waiting for?
I guess I wanted to really make sure the EP felt finished by the time it came out, and I love visuals as well, so I really wanted to make a lot of visuals that went with it. And then I only just wrote my first song for the EP a year ago, so I guess it was just a bit of a process to work with the producer and release it and figure out the right time for it, I guess, and I wanted to make sure I was ready as well.
That's cool. And you're feeling ready now, obviously.
Yeah, ready now. No, it's really nice to have it released and have it out in the world. It feels really good.
Well, the EP starts with the track Wolf, where you sort of occupy both the spectator, the main character, and also the mysterious other, which is a wolf. You insist that you are the wolf you need to kill. Could you unpack that metaphor for us?
Yeah, it's a little bit dark, but I guess that line is about, I guess, recognizing that we all have very dark parts of ourselves. But instead of sort of turning away from them or running away or fearing them, if you kind of sit down with them and
embrace them,
just acknowledge that they're there. It just makes it a lot easier, I guess, to be in your own brain and deal with things like that, because it's very easy to just suppress things. But it's that line is not as dark as it sounds. It's really just about sitting with yourself and
It sort of reminds me of the central metaphor from Have you seen The Babadook?
No.
Ah, it's a great horror movie. And there's this big, dreadful, horrible, scary creature that's sort of a manifestation of grief that just hasn't been acknowledged by the main character. And yeah, it's similar thing, right? If you just sit with something and let it mull over you and not try and reject it outright, you'll have a good life.
And I think it's easier said than done as well. And it, but I've noticed how much it's kind of helped me just thinking that way.
On the track Glass, the one that comes immediately after, you use this really strange, I don't know why I find these voice modulators so satisfying, but they are. They're reminiscent of like an Imogen Heap or a Frank Ocean at points. What was that, and how did it come to you? And with that technique, do you think you're capturing discomfort or comfort?
Ooh, yeah, I think it's that song is, I feel like, massive discomfort, and we made it with a vocoder from the 70s. It was called a Roland VP330, wow. I think is what it was. Because I said to my producer, I'd love to make a track that sounds a little bit like Imogen Heap. I really wanted to make a track that was very dark and maybe didn't have any other instruments in it. So he brought in this this vocoder to his home studio one day. And I was so anxious that day because I really I wanted to make something really good on it. And he could see that I was anxious, and he said, "Do you want me to just leave the room?" And he left me to it. So I just sat there for about 20 minutes, and I had all these ideas of things that I wanted to write with it, but nothing worked. And I just ended up writing the lines to Glass, and then I told him to come back, and he liked the sound of it, and we just rolled with it and didn't change it much at all. We just made it on that day.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. It's amazing that it's from the 70s because it sounds so, like, modern.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I feel like vocoders are having a real moment again where they're being really loved and embraced because the sound is just so unique, and it's so jarring, I think, to hear tracks that just don't have much in it. I love songs like that.
Yeah, totally. Really, really incredible stuff. Do you have any plans for, you know, potential shows around the country? Do you think you'll be doing any touring at all?
Yeah, I'm planning a live show at the moment. I really want to incorporate different visuals and perform in kind of non-traditional gig spaces. So there's some things in the works, and then hopefully I'll do my first performance at the end of this month.
Awesome, man. That's so cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program and talking to me about the new EP, Body. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions to leave with our lovely listeners?
I just want to say thank you so much for listening in and being interested in my work. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Folks, that was Lace Mine. We're talking to Lace Mine about their new EP, Body, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to play the track Hide from that new EP, and then we'll have some more ramble chats, because that is what the rest of the show is going to be. We don't have any more guests. Here is Lace Mine with Hide. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Kakite Akuane.
Take me in again, draw the curtains of your mind. I'll lay on white sheets, watch a skyline slowly bleed. You pull me in like wine.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.